שלום לכם ותודה.
Hello and thank you for being with us here in our New Life Educational Series with Dr. Michael Lyman. Hello, Dr. Lyman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. And our subject today is me. Not me, Oren, specifically, but me. Each of us as a person will speak today about ourselves, how we're built, to understand how we can take the life of each of us to a better place. There'll be a lot to take. Be with us, Tal, after you. So truly, the most interesting subject that can possibly be myself, to understand why I do what I do, how I'm built. In the previous show, we spoke about what we all have in common, and actually all living creatures, is that we have a desire to receive. And what was very interesting was that you explained how each of us have our special own desire. And because in this show we want to get to know ourselves better and to truly see where we are in this reality that will truly suit us, I'd really like to know, how can I know what my special desire is? Will it really allow me to know myself? Will I discover what my special will to receive is? You don't have a special desire. Excuse me for canceling what you said. You have a will to receive, but to receive what? To enjoy what? That's that we get throughout life. If we're talking about regular people, then altogether, throughout their education, they get the same standards, what to enjoy, what to prefer, this over that, that over this. Each builds some kind of a ladder of preferences. It's like that for each person. And in that, people are different from one another. So who are you? You're a result of your environment that you grew up in, that you're in now. The goals of the environment. All these inclinations, how to realize yourself. You check everything against your environment, what's worth it, what's not worth it. If we're talking about regular people, there's some special people that have an exceptional desire. This something breaks out in them that they have to be something special above what's accepted in society. But we're talking about regular people, right? Oren, of course. So if we're talking about regular people, then he's a result of his environment. But we also said in the previous show that even with animals, there's no cat that's similar to another one. There's no dog, but those are points of expression. But at the end of the day, what do we want? What goals do we put ahead of us? It all comes as a result of the environment. What do we receive from the environment and how we want to realize it? Okay. One of the things that we spoke about was that to get to know myself is very important because it promises my success. And we said, compared to animals, a person is born with a lacking. He doesn't know. He doesn't. Why are we born like that without knowing ourselves, without knowing what's good for us? Why are we born like with something that's not correct? It's because we're at the degree above animals. We're the speaking level. We're like not in nature. We're not just a developed creature. We're a social creature. That cannot be, let's say, a cat. Like there were, that cats used to live 1,000, 2,000 years ago, or 10,000 years ago, and even way, way before that, they live the same way today. They don't really change. There's differences, but it's very tiny differences. But a person develops, he builds his environment, and the environment is always developing, changing. Its goals, changing its conditions, and a person and the environment are dependent on one another, and therefore a person is a social creature. It's a problem. We don't have the ability to say about an animal that they're social, even though they live in tribes and everything. Fish and birds, they come in flocks, but still, there's also social forms, but those forms they're dictated from nature. But we are always in development, and our development is hidden from us. At the end of the day, if we look at throughout history, we also develop according to a program, but we live at some moment in history, we don't know that program, it doesn't operate in us, where apparently we need to look each time which direction to develop to, which direction to go toward, which profession, which social ties, which types of life I'm going to determine for myself. A person apparently is has all kinds of inputs that he can accept them and process each of them according to some different connection. There's like a patient in front of you, like cards we put on a table, and each one can arrange the cards in a different way. According to what do we organize the cards? There's some input that we know and some that we don't know, because we still don't know exactly our nature in depth, where we are. We suddenly discover that we're dependent on all of humanity. Each of us also absorbs from all of humanity and also influences all of humanity. These are inputs that we're not capable of processing. We don't know ourselves from the inside, how I make decisions, how I absorb things, how I arrange things. This is important, and suddenly this is important. Under what social influence I'm under, what filters I use to get the influence of the society. But to somehow figure out where I am, we begin to research our environment, human society, to see to what extent the more that a person is balanced with his environment, he feels himself pleasant and good and safe in his existence. In other words, at the end of the day, we see that also in human society, there's the same law of balance. Like in nature, there's balance between heat and cold and all the pressures that come and balance out the pressures of wind, and there's eruptions from the ground, volcanoes and everything. Nature is attracted toward balance, to equivalence. And a person is the same. If he's attracted to equivalence with the environment, then he will be in a convenient situation, a good situation. Therefore, we need to first teach a person how to be balanced, connected properly with the environment in giving and taking, because this is called the connection with the environment. It's two things, to give and to take. So if he'll know how to do these things correctly, he will feel good, safe, and his life will be better and less threatening. In order to reach balance with society, is it important for me to know myself, to know who I am, to see what special character we have? That we will never know. We'll know, but it's research about a man's nature, who I am, what I am. The more that we see, the more that we get into it, it's hidden what forces and the givens that we can't reach them. It's above our nature. It's a higher degree than a person. Just like we can research the cat and the cat can research itself, we can research ourselves on the condition that we rise above human society. There's options like that, but it's not a part of our course. In the meantime, it's not in our course. You spoke about nature, there being many different forces that complete each other, and that's where we get all our happiness and wisdom. I noticed that even preparing for this show, that we each have a completely different type of thinking. We have our different opinions. Some people see processes. Some people focus more on details. Some people are more practical. Some people are more theoretical. Sometimes there's a feeling that we can even absorb a person's frequency. Where's their balance? How can we reach some completion and balance? That's not equivalence. That each of us is different and each one can contribute to the connection between us. In that we can complete one another because we're all different. And we'll actually all profit from that. That's according to the law, go make money off each other. You may be good at something, I'm good at something else. You're going to need me, and I'm going to need you. The correct connection between all different parts and all people, that is actually the condition for social success. We don't see how it's implemented, the fact that it's not happening. We're not talking about the realization. We're talking about what can be good. The fact that we can't realize it, also in a family we're not capable of it. Like a man and a woman can complete one another to create a cell, to create a solid cell and bring kids into the world and raise them. But we see that it doesn't really succeed in our time. There's the desired and what we have to deal with, the actual reality. This is what we have to research, how to integrate a person with his environment in such a way that he'll do what's good for him and what's good for the environment. Give and take each person toward the environment. This is how we need to arrange the things, not to get more than what the environment allows and to give to the society as much as possible. The truth is that it's not really clear why the interaction or the balance between us has to come down to give and take. Maybe it can be in communication. There's nothing else in our life except plus and minus. There's nothing, there's only these two things, which is the one and the same thing. I receive, and he'll receive from me. Because when I'm talking to someone, we give to one another what? Our attitude, our ability, filling at the end of the day, how we relate to them. I'm capable of filling the other, and he's capable of filling me. And if we're in these mutual acts, then we can be happy. It all has to come down to the balance of the relation. Imagine an environment where each person gives to the environment what the environment requires from him. And then the entire environment is in balance. Each one contributes and each one receives what they need at the end of the day from the connection. So they're in a situation like a healthy body that maintains itself. How will I know what it requires from me? It depends on the correct connection that you understand and feel inside you what the environment wants from you. It comes from you building inside yourself. I build a model inside myself that I feel them inside me like a mother feels her children. There, she has a model inside her, and she feels, this is what they want, this is what I need to give, this is what I'm capable of giving. The maximum that I can give to each one, that's what I'll give. Now, instead of a mother and kids, let's say people. If they have a model, a template inside of the environment, then he more or less imagines to himself how to fill others and how others can fill him. But why should I give her? Because in society, we're always in a position of give and take. What do you mean? The entire concept of human society is built on that. We give and take. We each exchange with the others. So what I need to give, I'll give. What's your life? You just need something to live well. Yes? Yes, I need lots of things. You need a house, a family, food. All kinds of things. Where do you get it from? From the surroundings. You need to give something to the surroundings. If you won't give anything, then what will you get? So I'll give the absolute minimum, so they'll also give you the minimum, the absolute minimum. This is how it works, isn't it? It can work better than that. I know people that volunteer in all kinds of places, but those are few people. I'm not talking about inclinations in people, I'm talking about the laws. The law in balanced society, in the integral society. Integral means that we're all connected to one another. Let's say 1,000 people. We're all dependent on each other. Let's say we have a little city, isolated from the whole world. There's no world. We're here on this whole continent, like it was hundreds of years in America, let's say. So we're all dependent on one another. So we're living, therefore, if we're all together, a small society, we're living in a commune. What does that mean? That we're all common, that we're all together, we're all one. Everything belongs to everything. Everything belongs to everyone. If we're a little bit less than the commune, if we've reached development of industry, exchange, professions, then each contributes to the other as much as they're capable. And receive from everyone what they need. But if you speak in an ideal way about society, it has to be in balance. If I'm a tailor or whatever, it doesn't matter what, in accordance with what I do, that's what I'll receive. If you give the minimum, that's what you'll get in return. It's not clear to me. If I'm in a plumber, that's what I make a living from. I work from the morning till the evening, and you're an electrician, and that's your work, and you also work from the morning till the evening. So does that mean we're in balance? It doesn't mean that you're working in that and I'm working in that. It doesn't mean we're balanced. It doesn't matter what you're working in. It's important how much you give to society, and that, according to that, that's what you'll get from society. That's what it means, that we're equal. You're equal according to your investment. I didn't really understand. I'm a bit confused. We wanted to get to know ourselves, and you said, actually, that with people, unlike nature, where everything's in balance, you said there's emitting and absorbing in society. Everything in communications is giving and take of information. Then you said, we as people don't have that program in an automatic way that balances all the parts. And then you said, okay, let's see something that's perfect. Something that's perfect operates in a balanced way. with each detail in it. What do I do with this information that you gave me now? As a modern person living in society, and I live in a certain way. I'm an electrician, I'm a plumber. What do I do with this information? Why is it important for me in getting to know myself? But who are you without the environment on your own? You're a result of the environment. You're a result of the environment that educated you, that led you through all your years of development. Let's say you're 20 or 30. You're a result of what you went through in life. The life that you went through, you were raised by the environment. First of all, in your mother's crib, and then in nursery school, and then in school, etc. So you absorbed all kinds of societies. The first is the family. The second is the people around you. In nursery school, and you're looking from the side of the family. You take an example. The relations between mother and father and you, and you make this application. You want to see this the same as in you would in nursery school. Then you go to school. So you're taking the society from home and from nursery school to school. And there you want to see the same thing. But there it's also not the same thing. Each time you're renewing, you're upgrading on that same first society that's called home. And this is how you go and advance and learn more and more forms, more sophisticated social forms, and they all add up to a certain term. What is human society that I'm living in? And outside human society, you don't see, you don't live among the stars or the forest. If you want to live and live in a normal way, you have to live among people. And then you ask, who am I? I am a result of the environment that always nurtured me and raised me in this way. This is who I am. If we look at you, we can say more or less who your parents were, what your school was. If we could see inside, we would see in you all kinds of influences. And what is the connection between that and my life now as a grown-up person and what you told us about that I'm looking for home? It's a very strong and basic impression. According to that, you determine what you want in life. Even if you get married at the age of 40, what you absorbed at the age of 4 at home, you will want that to also come about in your house. Whether you like it or not, this form exists in you. And you'll want to carry it out. What does it mean, relations between people? That you're always, according to these inner templates inside you, this is how you're acting in life. You have an aspiration to reach the house that you were born in, and you, the house that you're born in, now that we're older, a few dozen years have gone by, and let's say we're close to each other in some manner. How do these images that we have, you don't see? I go into your house. Your house is different than my house. The relations in your house are different than the relations in my house. But if the generation changes, you don't understand what I'm asking. You say we're always looking in life for that same picture that we absorbed in our childhood, which is the first society that we knew, the family. So this first family, does it escort me my whole life? Am I aspiring to it? You're aspiring it to, or the opposite? You're always resisting it, which is the same thing. But that's my measurement, my ruler. And you have yours, and I have mine, and she has hers. Now, three of us, life has brought us to live together in the same society. It's a completely different society. Disconnected. Each wants to carry out that their same initial format. So how will it be arranged? It's a community. It's a melting pot that we need to gradually, through the new generation in the desert, we need to create a new generation that will be more homogeneous. That will be the same. Uniform, we're not capable. Maybe you took it to a place of tribes, and I'm talking about you more universally. There's no choice. We need to take the same format, to wait for it to disappear and have a new format, a new template. We see this in all the societies in humanity. We see all the migrants from Africa to Europe. They have, they're integrating there. They have to be absorbed there. They still need to go through absorption to a new society. It goes through a few generations. A few generations, not one. It's not a matter of language. The habits. They need to be like new habits. And then you'll ask me, what is a person? A person is a result of his society. Don't give me an example of migrants or let's take people that grew up in the same society. In this, your house looks a bit different than my house and her house. Almost, it's... Until we would take brides from our village, we didn't have any problem. I know who she is, and she knows who I am, and what's in my house, she knows, and I know what's in her house. There's nothing, there's no, nothing new. I want to ask about this new modern scenario where we find ourselves at workplaces, working in teams. There's a lot of wisdom. We try to organize people, go to the moon for half a year. They go through all kinds of exercises. Those that are half a year under in a submarine, or there, we have closed societies like that where we need to suit people to one another. That's there's special exercises and methods. Very, they're not simple. In every workplace, we'll always bump into people that are pleasant to work with and easy to work with. This is because we still don't check. Now it's beginning to develop more, but we still don't know how to arrange the connections between people. Sorry. What can we understand, even in our discussion? What's the criteria for people who want to work together? What needs to be similar between them? They need to be similar. In what? In everything they need to be similar. In their tastes in food and music and exercise, all their habits. They have to be very, very similar to each other. I'm talking about regular people. The people that I'm not talking about people that overcome things and everything. I'm talking about the regular people. How do we have all the different differences between people? Only workshops that allow us to integrate with one another. There's one solution that we can arrange, that we can bring distant people together that are very, very unsimilar, that have a distance in all directions that we can't even understand. Each is a world in himself. Without getting into each one and starting to dig in, we won't find anything. There's an ocean of people. We need to sit them down. We need to sit them down every day to speak to each other in a circle for an hour every day or half an hour. And this is how they'll reach integration. What does this mean? It's not really clear. It's like being absorbed, this integration, that I'm integrating in the environment, that apart from me, there's like another 50 people, and I'm integrating in them. And everyone's doing the same. Let's say we're a team, and we need to reach a common product. Each one has their own perspective. Each one's pulling in their direction. How will this integration help us reach a result that will be the fruit of our common work? If this integration will go according to the law, certain laws that go according to the integral education, which is a method how to make the correct connection between people, that each will integrate in others, and then from this correct integration, they'll build a format of all the people in it, then it turns out that they're building above them, that each is building above themselves a special platform, a special common space, which is called connection, arvut, mutual responsibility, integration, connection. It's the correct connection. And then this becomes common for everyone. That's why it's called the integral education. How to connect everyone with everyone. And then this general connection, and then this will be the common foundation between them. Apparently, each came out from a different place. They're different in mentality and everything, but now we're rising above all the differences as if they're coming from a common, similar mother. They built it. This is called Shechina. Okay. This sounds something emotional, that we sit together and you said we start to feel this common space. How does this contribute to understanding? Here we need to first and foremost understand the rules of the workshop, how we connect to one another, how we rise above our ego. We need the right connection between us. So this connection obligates us to learn how we connect. Not that I go in you and you go in me, but rather I connect with you properly according to your desires, and I connect with you according to my desires. We need this connection. This mutual, it's to bidirectional, and this we need to learn. Humanity doesn't know this. It's as if everyone's talking a different language, yes.
Right.
Do I need to listen in a special way? Do I need to open myself up? We need to build a series of workshops like this, which are standard. And people need to exercise this proper way to connect. Another thing I wanted to ask, the moment a baby is born, it already starts to be influenced by the environment, by others. Even from the mother's womb, he's already remembering what's happening there. Only we aren't capable of getting it out. From the moment that a bit of sperm starts developing inside the mother, that it's glued there to the side of the womb, from that moment, it also has a memory. And what's happening to me there from the first moment is that I'm starting to absorb all kind of input from the environment, from other people. Even though it doesn't have senses, it's still mother's hands and the smell and heat and cold and darkness, all the things that in its crib, it all goes into his awareness. Because if I have a desire to get to know myself, to be aware of myself, I want to know where I have certain thoughts from, where I have certain senses from. If I'm going to a certain environment, only a desire to enjoy. That's it. At each and every moment, the thoughts that are coming are all the information that awakens in you emotionally or intelligently in your brain comes through a special filter that is called a desire, a will to receive. And then you receive either the things that you want to enjoy or the things that can harm you, can distance you from pleasure. And then, your brain is operating next to that, a system that verifies, checks, like some expert system that's building values, the greatness of pleasure or threat, and this is what operates you. These systems are very, very complex. I didn't really understand. You said it all comes through a special filter called a will to receive. Yes. All the influences that I feel from my side, I have millions of influences on me. From where? I don't know from where. They all go through a filter that's called a will to receive. Where is it? Where is this filter? It's in me. From the parts, from the systems, from my emotions and my brains. This is an entire system. Internal, how the body feels. And how it's under external influence from outside and altogether, what's for my good or for my bad? It transfers to my awareness, my feeling. And this goes into my emotional and intelligent. The main thing is the emotional. And according to that, I decide. There are certain things that I do in an instinctive manner. I really jump from something that's threatening me. Let's say dramatically. There's some things that I make a calculation. It's worth it for me, it's not worth it for me. In which way? I get the input after this filter, what's for my good and what's bad for me. And in accordance with that, I exist. This is our machine. We really want to understand, if we're talking about culture, education, art, it doesn't matter what. There you have the same rules all at the end of the day. It doesn't matter what we do. It's all based on a desire to enjoy and how much more or less we enjoy. I want to ask about this aspect of the filters that we have. This is a very well-known thing in psychology, and we know that we hide many things from ourselves. We sometimes even have a fear to get to know ourselves till the end. Those are things that we can expand or minimize through special exercises. We can minimize the gap of what we absorb. If I deal with a special sport or I do special psychological exercise, that's correct. But still, the principle is the same. That I go to a psychologist and talk to him, then I change things a bit. But at the end of the day, I'm in the same place of absorbing. There's someone giving me feedback. They can tell me things that I'm not aware of. They say that if we really experienced the world as it was, we would be so depressed, we wouldn't get out of bed in the morning. Even depressed people are considered more realistic. Optimistic people are people that live in some illusion are considered. Why do we hide things from ourselves? Where's this fear from? Because we're able to receive altogether. So why should I suffer? I'd rather be in a lie and enjoy myself. It's like drinking a bit of whiskey. There's only part of the society that sees things as they are, and two of them are in if we hide things from ourselves, then how can we? This is exactly what I'm talking about, this filter. But it's not our choice. It happens in a way that we're not aware, but we can influence it. We can see more, we can see less, and we can react in this way or that way. Why is reality like this, that I always have to protect my will to receive? Why do I have this threat all the time? That I always have these threats, filters and protective things, things that I don't control. Wouldn't it be good if I could be open and free, that I'd be able to really get to know myself? There's a situation, you're asking, why am I not an animal? Why am I a person? Okay. Because animals, you're saying, don't have filters. They don't have questions, animals. They don't have any questions. They need to know everything about their lives. Otherwise, they can't survive. We, on the other hand, are under threat, and our ability to survive, but in the correct connection between people. And compared to animals, it's given us to us to make the choice. So do you recommend to our viewers to research to get to know themselves? It's not that I recommend or don't recommend. Our life is demanding that we reach it. We reached a development in our lives that we are obligated to build society in such a manner that it will truly complete for us what we're missing from nature. And society can do it, but a person can't. So our world today is integral. Everyone's dependent on one another, and all of nature is like this round and has this complete connection, and only a person has to complete it. And with this completion, he reaches the safe, correct life. And all of us then will be able to fill our desire to receive, which is our basic nature. We don't have anything apart from that. We can enjoy it. We can fill it. We can fill it in a perfect way. Why shouldn't I go to a psychologist to treat me? Why do I have to go through this verification with myself? If your psychologist knows what the integral education is and knows how to arrange you in the correct manner in connection with all of reality, or at least with the environment, then it's okay. Today, we really need to develop the profession that's called integral psychology, that a person will sit in front of me and help me learn about myself. He can't do it himself. Each time he needs to give you exercises inside the environment, that you'll really go through changes through your environment and you'll learn how to connect with it properly and advance in this manner. And you need to build the correct society through which you'll be able to open yourself and give what you can, and without giving, you won't be able to receive. Because about the communication thing, whoever doesn't give can't receive. This is how it works. So he needs to teach you all these things, but it can't just be you and the psychologist. There has to be a group. This education and this integral wisdom demands immediately work in a group. We'll check those things out in the future. I think it's very important to mention, if we're talking about this me and what it's made up of, then there's a very famous model that speaks about the good people, that Freud says that each person is made up of three parts. There's the id, those natural tendencies, those urges. He has something called ego, some form that is the main part of making up man, and the superego, some form that what a person absorbs from his environment, morals, what his parents taught him. What do you think about this model? Is it really matching the integral approach, or it's not integral? It's just a normal egoistic approach that he discovered in a person, and he's a realist. But in his time, there wasn't necessity for each person to reach connection with each person. It was 100 years ago. It was at the beginning of the 20th century. Freud made great breakthroughs in understanding people, but today we're at a different level of necessity, so it's no longer enough. In front of us, the problem is how we'll make the correct connection between people. He spoke about a person's individualness. Today we need to speak about the connections between all those individualists. One of the things you're talking about a lot in connection with reaching the correct connections is our ego. Freud also spoke about it. We said we have a desire to receive, where we're always filtering information. So what's this ego that we have? How will I know my ego? My ego is, from the start, I receive something that can be for my good or for my detriment. And this filter, my egoistic filter, I can, through exercises and connections with the environment, reach a situation. This is called the integral education that not everyone can pass on, only certain people, which psychologists can convey it and teach. But with the integral education, I can reach a situation where this filter will be a group social filter that I won't take into account what's good for me or what's bad for me. I won't attract the good and push away the bad, but from the beginning, I'll be organized in such a way, I'll understand what's good for society and what's bad for society in the society I live in, because I'm already aware that my life depends on the society. I reach a place in integral education that I know that there's nothing blocking between me and society. We're all dependent on one another. It's like being in a submarine. He himself doesn't determine anything. His life depends on the people around him. And then I begin to feel, then they begin to feel as one. There's no choice. And in this manner, they are under this general filter where they absorb only what's good for society and what's bad for society. And I myself don't exist. My personal filter I no longer take into account to such an extent, and we see lots of examples like this, that if it's good for society, then I teach myself not to think, because this filter that I have of my own, I canceled it. To such an extent, we can reach situations like that. Like in the army, yes. Why is it good? It's not that it's good or bad, but I'm saying that you can reach situations with your filter. If I reach a situation where I'm entirely dependent on society, then the society becomes more important than me, because if it lives, I live. There's nothing to think about myself, even. If we reach such a society that I'm only dependent on it, then I think, first of all, about it. That's it. And as a individual, there's no individual. A person becomes part of an integral part of society. And this is what nature is bringing us to. At the end of the day, we see the trend is going this way. It sounds very sad. It sounds very, very nice. Because then he can be like all of humanity, can absorb all the pleasures, all the knowledge, all the wisdom, everything that there is in humanity, and feel that it's his. And he won't be limited in any manner compared to life. What life is it? Everybody's really sad. But they're sad because they're interfering with my privateness. Other people are coming into my life. What privateness? What amount of pleasure can you absorb? What can you enjoy on your own? Your grandmother's soup? It's great soup, but that's it. You don't even know that you can open desires and how to fill them and everything that's in the universe. How do you know what's happening? And you can enjoy everything and not tire of it and be limited by it. Today you're escaping from your troubles. Let me just live quietly. I understand you, but no one will pressurize me, less noise, even maybe to die. But no one will disturb me. That's close to death. Why? People are disturbing me all the time. What are you getting from that emotionally? I have a filter that's called the ego. You're opening this filter is bringing you to the level of society. What am I getting out of it? What am I losing? You're feeling the entire world, good things. Is that bad? But you have tools for enjoying. He only enjoys his grandmother's soup, and he doesn't know what it means to enjoy gefilte fish. He doesn't know. And he doesn't know what schnitzel is. Your Australian schnitzel and all kinds of things. What new? You don't know. You can enjoy all kinds of things. Your entire life is the couch, this bowl of soup with a chicken leg, and that's it. But there's other pleasures. I want you to understand. If you... What are you afraid of now? I'm afraid to increase my lackings, my desires, because afterward I won't be able to fill them. What will I get out of being some prince or something? I watch TV, I see how he lives. Like the law goes, a person doesn't desire the king's daughter. Why should he? He knows it's not for him, so he erases himself from that. You're the same also. Each time I go past on my way to work, there's a store of Porsches. So each day I look inside and I think about my Mazda and the Porsche. The Mazda isn't so bad, but it's a wagon compared. I look at the Porsche. But truly, my son always looks more than me at the... We always go by there. So I see he's taking an interest, and I feel uncomfortable, but I'm pretty sure he won't have one, so I feel bad that he's even looking at the window, the store window with the Porsches. But he does look, because he's still... The protective forces aren't working on him. You already know that you're never going to have one. I'd be happy to have one. I'd be happy to have all three in my parking lot, the big one, the small one, so I look a little bit less. But why does he look? Because nature is forcing him to want big things, to advance, to develop. If he wouldn't look at it, he wouldn't develop. Okay, so this is what I want to connect to what you gave to me. I invite you to be like a child and develop. Now the question is different. He's developing through pain. I want a Porsche. I want it. Where is it? How do I attain it? Where is it? He's suffering and wants to reach it. I'm saying otherwise. It's possible to increase the desire in a positive way and not a negative way, that society brings you pleasures along with your desires. What? That society can bring you pleasures along with your desires, not just the desire that you're suffering, that you say, I don't want anything, give me my bowl of soup, and that's it. And with half an eye, I look at the world, and that's it. I'm tired of it. I don't want to go out of my way or anything, no. You can receive filling along with the deficiencies that these fillings are in. You can get a Porsche. How? But you don't want it. But you don't want it. You're right, because I don't know how. I know I won't achieve it. I won't attain it. No. Imagine to yourself that you can attain everything in the world, everything is yours. It's possible. And also, without suffering, without working hard, before that. Completely. Just as a present. You're holding hands and it falls out of the sky, a Porsche. How? But do you want it or not? I really do. I really want it. Of course I want it. You integrate with the masses, with your fellow men, and receive from them everything that someone's enjoying in the world you can enjoy. But we're going to talk about that in another time. It's also in the Integral Education course. Okay, how to enjoy the whole world. But I'm telling you, this feeling comes to a person in a complete way. Okay, we signed, we bought it. Okay, our time is up. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Tal Mandelbaum. All the Porsches in the world are ours. New life, all the best.